If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11. We've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé, and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada
woo dee dee da. The twins. Appa dappa. Hat da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh, ha.
Manifesting time.
Yo, welcome to Reality Gaze Presents Darcy and Stacey.
Darcy and DNS.
Season 2, Episode 8. Reckless. I can't talk. Reckless exes.
We're in Turkey. We're in Turkey.
We're in Turkey. They land in Turkey.
This isn't about plastic surgery. Not at all. Self-love. Self-love. Letting all the negative go. New personalities. Start fresh.
My question is, why did they wear those horrendous boots that plane if they knew they were going to be tied on their feet?
Feet swell. Can't walk.
Y'all, this was straight up Cartoonville, this episode. This is my favorite. When this show embraces, especially the producers, embrace the cartoon nature of these two women.
This is when the show soars. It just soars.
Like their feet. Sores on them.
Y'all, like just them, they arrive at this villa. It's beautiful.
Trying to be the present moment.
I don't really know if it's a villa. It's just an Airbnb.
They call it a villa.
It's like a VRBO. It's a nice. It's a villa. Silver villa.
And it's decorated in just your basic.
I mean, it's fine. It's
style.
Pretty. Although, y'all, there is news. Daddy Silva just bought like a 9,000 square foot mansion.
Daddy Silva's got lots of money.
He's killed people.
Yeah, definitely.
But I bet you. I bet you next season. I bet you they're all going to live in that mansion.
Yep. So, y'all, the biggest issue here is Daddy Silva. Darcy does not want to tell Stacy all that's going on.
Trying to put on
with
a brave face right now.
And they're in Budrun for veneers.
Yes.
And they just what happened just to get them here. There, it's the music. The show should have been accompanied. Like, it's just so ridiculous. Them carrying their luggage, having to pee.
Gotta pee. And then they walk in, and Stacey goes, "Oh, I feel the energy shift."
And they're both like 4'11", just falling around on their big heels. It's just laughable.
And then there's a cat in the house.
Like, oh. Gonna get her. She's hissing at me.
Because her voice. Yeah, I would hiss too, but it's going.
And Stacy immediately retreats to the stairwell because she's allergic. Because apparently, being 5 feet from a cat will make your face swell up.
And with Darcy squelching at her, I can't even, her poor vocal cords.
And at one point, Stacy's like, put the mayonnaise on your finger.
Yeah.
The cat will get it.
Okay, mayonnaise. Cats like mayonnaise. Huh?
And so anyway, thank God, the cat hears their dinosaur voices and needs to, and realizes the cat needs to leave.
They put cheese on the, they put cheese on the pet, and Darcy goes, oh, it's good cheese, gourmet cheese. It's good cheese, kitty. It's got a gourmet kitty cheese.
She's going out, she's on the patio. It's fine. She'll know. She's a lap of luxury. She's going to be a good place for the cat.
Oh.
And y'all.
It's so good.
So Florian calls and he says, my boo-boo, hey, my boo-boo. He's like, and he says to Darcy, hello, my sister. Hello, my sister.
Oh.
And do you notice this? Stacy had her lashes on, but Darcy didn't. Like, she's already planning on going to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't wear them on the flight.
Wow.
Or she took them off during the flight.
Can you imagine what that was like? So y'all,
can you imagine how many like little, there's always,
it looked like a nest of spiders.
They even talked about on the plane, Stacy was like, well, really couldn't sleep. And it shows Darcy, she's like,
Darcy was moving around all the time.
Moving around and tell sister, y'all, they were in the, they didn't fly business class, or they were fucking flying coach.
They were coach to Turkey.
They went coach to Turkey. That's a fucking 12-hour flight.
How?
At least.
How don't they have enough money to buy business class?
As much as they've traveled back and forth for dick across the pond, they should be mileage plus like platinum members.
Y'all, here's the thing. If you've never flown, if you've flown over 9 hours or 10 hours, you coach is miserable. It really is. I have to keep getting up. If I don't have an aisle seat in an international flight, I'm going to kill somebody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will find a way. I'll offer a gate agent $100 to give me an aisle seat.
Okay. Well,
I have to be up.
Guess we're not flying together because I don't want to get arrested for bribery.
Money talks.
Wow.
Money's almost louder than dick.
That's fair. So, y'all, they're talking and she's, and finally she's like, Stacy says, I want to show you my room. So she goes show the room and she kind of, it's beautifully shot. You see Stacy kind of walking on her phone, talking to her husband.
And Darcy starts just spiraling immediately.
But immediately, instead of spiraling, she just goes, and kind of breathes in. And then she
breathes she realizes she's
out,
alone.
And she's like, this trip is about being the best version of myself.
It
is, I want to say, we are laughing. I will say, y'all, it's fucked up that to be the best version of themselves means to change their bodies.
Yeah.
We get that. We get that that's fucked up.
But
it's also their choice and the way.
It is their choice and their
bodies. And the way they feel empowered by, you know, so doing this.
And do we think they look better in their newest iteration, their newest volume, if it will, volume 5. I don't know if they do.
I don't. It's hard because they don't.
I like them here that we're seeing them.
I don't. They don't look like Darcy and Stacy to me anymore. Yep. I actually think you said this and I agree. Y'all, they were already famous from a brand. Y'all, here's the deal. If you get famous, don't change your nose.
No.
Changing your nose changes your face. And now they don't look like themselves.
That's the problem.
So I think that's why people are reacting so much. It's not that they don't look. It's not about pretty or not pretty. It's just like, well, that's not Darcy or Stacy.
And people are also saying, boy, they got botched by this. And that's one way of thinking about it. I think this is exactly what
they
wanted.
They said a Barbie nose. Their nose looks exactly like a little cute like Penny Barbie nose.
It also doesn't help that they filter it to the early morning with seeing Jesus on the way.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. All the disciples behind him. It's very filtered.
They take it through the Barbara Walters filter three times.
Yes.
And the Drag Race season 1 filter.
Season 1 filter.
So the next scene
What show was I watching the other day where everybody else was in hard HD, and every time they focused on that person, it was just like blurred. Riveting. Oh, Judge Judy.
Oh, I'm sure.
If you watch Judge Judy, y'all, she's in like 280 IP, and everyone else is in like fucking 4K, looking rough.
She's in 420.
Yeah, because my dad watches her.
I'm sure.
Yeah, tell him, Judge.
I think she's going to be done with that show soon.
She's fucking rich as shit.
So, Georgie and Florian, because they have nothing to do, are playing soccer in the snow.
Someone's playing soccer in the snow.
And Florian's like, this is stupid.
I'm freezing, Georgie.
Florian says, like, you're sleeping. Georgie said, are you sleeping okay? He's like, it's nice. I sleep long.
And Georgie said, or Florian says, he doesn't like George. It is really, really sweet and endearing how much Florian has taken to Darcy.
Yeah.
And feels this, she is my sister, we are family. And he says, I don't like the way Georgie is treating my sister-in-law.
Yeah. He says things like, it's basically saying Georgie's bothered because we never really said goodbye. And we find out he lost his grandmother. He's really concerned about the anesthesia and the surgeries. Yeah. He lost his grandmother, never woke up from the anesthesia. And he's like, when I came back, she was no longer there and I couldn't say goodbye. He's crying, y'all.
Yeah.
Georgie does have emotions.
He does.
He just doesn't show them very often.
He doesn't.
I kind of think Georgie's a good guy.
I don't see it where he's scamming her.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't.
He's playing a really long game.
And some people, if my mother is scared of anesthesia.
Well,
so
I mean,
her cat died when she was in junior high. They put the cat under for a teeth cleaning and then never saw her cat again.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Southern stories.
Cat, I think her cat's name was, Kitty. It took me a bit. I think it was Kitty. I don't remember. What was the name of her cat? I'm going to have to ask her.
Well, I stopped caring about 30 seconds ago, so we're great.
That's her fact. They used to climb trees together till my mom climbed up in a beehive, and then all the bees stung in her mouth and in her nose,
Jesus.
And my mom fell off the tree. She's scared of bees, too.
Just a life of fear for your mother.
Don't let her drive over a bridge.
So, Georgie's basically saying things. Yes, she's been talking to Octavia, and Florian's like, "That's not good to talk to exes."
And then Georgie says, "I feel like she acts like I'm her enemy and not her fiance." And I went, "That is a good way to conceptualize what Darcy does to men. She gets them close to her, and then they're against her. They have to be against her."
The next thing, Georgie talks about having to. He's going to see her exes. He's going to go talk to her exes. And Florian's like, no, dude.
No. Well, Georgie says it's hurtful that she keeps talking to Octavia. Now, look, y'all.
It is shitty that she's still talking to her.
Do you think Georgie wanted to talk to Jesse?
No, this was production.
I think Georgie seems like the guy. It's hurtful for her to talk to Octavia, so he wouldn't talk to Jesse.
This is production.
I think it is, too.
There's no production says, Georgie, here's what we're going to do. She talked to Octavia, which one of them would probably come up with. Stacy probably came up with that.
Yeah.
And because of this, would you talk to Jesse? He's like, absolutely not. I don't want to do that. And they're like, here's what you're going to do it, Georgie.
Darcy probably told him to do it.
Probably.
And Florian, you know, he says, Darcy, good woman. He's a bless your thoughts to my ex.
So we're back in Turkey.
And then Florian, this is what he's like. She talked to this girl. Who fucking cares?
Who fucking cares? Who fucking cares?
So, y'all, it's the day of this surgery.
If I ever meet the real Florian and I do him to his face...
He won't
He's
get
like,
it.
What is this bullshit?
He's like, huh?
I would do verbatim his Santa Claus rant.
I was going to say, he would look at you like that producer when she said Santa Claus comes on Christmas.
Yeah.
Are you fucking joking?
He would have no.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So Y'all, it's the day of the surgery, and as Darcy says, day one of my transformation, mind, body, and soul.
They are...
Stacy walks out, and my boyfriend watching this show, he went, oh, bitch got her track showing.
Her
that's what
extensions.
It's called. That one in the back, and Darcy does her dirty. Yeah. Her sister should cover that up. You know what? I'm going to say this. If your hair tracks were showing on national TV,
you would.
Yeah, I wouldn't cover them up either, actually.
Thank
Never
you.
Never mind.
You bitch.
No, I would. I would because I know when we watch this on television, you would destroy me for yeah. not correcting
And it's
you.
All people could talk about. So they're basically talking about Georgie, and she's saying that he's trying to make me believe things that aren't true about myself.
It's Again, not good that Stacey's just feeding her what she wants to hear.
They both do that for one another,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they really do.
They kind of create this feedback loop for the other. And when Darcy is in a bad place with Georgie, she says, maybe he'll leave you, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe he's cheating on you.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not the one for you.
And Darcy always like, well, Darcy always says that, well, I wouldn't put up with that if I were you. I can't believe you're putting up with that.
Yeah, and so it's
a shame.
It's tiny microaggressions
yeah.
from either of
it's
them.
Micro shaming,
because
yeah.
here's the thing, you guys, they love each other so much, but also there's like 20% abject hatred.
Do you think it's hatred or do you think it's just twin competition?
Maybe it is that one tit for tat. Tit for tat.
Tit for tat. I don't know how you could be twins with someone and it not be competitive.
Well, there's a bitter rivalry to a point. And Stacey says this later on.
It all goes back to a guy, I bet.
Yeah. Well, Darcy's the older twin. So Stacey says things like, I haven't told her that Flory and I are trying for another baby. And this has been months. I'm shocked that she hasn't... And she says, I'm worried that Darcy's going to be upset that we couldn't be pregnant together. Now, I thought, that's a viable concern.
That's a viable
concern.
Because
Darcy would get upset.
And if and
that sounds ridiculous.
She would, because she would take that as her and Georgie aren't as far as long.
Right.
She doesn't even have a commitment. Georgie's probably going to want kids, and she's not going to be able to give them to him. So she's going to worry about, I think. Now, if Darcy shows up in a different way, then...
I doubt it.
Color them, put a hairpiece in me and slap me with some coffee that I don't like.
Yeah, they're not liking the Turkish coffee.
Well, Darcy's like, Stacey's like, I don't like it. Darcy's like, classy.
Very European-y.
Put your finger up.
At one point, she does say, we're off to get Hollywood smiles. Hollywood smiles.
Hollywood smiles. And I love, y'all, just when they're... I just have to notice this. Darcy's like, they're outside eating. She's like, we normally don't eat breakfast, but
it's pretty delicious.
Pretty good. Did you see the way how difficult it is for them to eat fruit because their lips are so
They've had so many fillers. It's very difficult to eat. It's like Anfisa. Anfisa has a hard time eating.
She does have a hard time eating.
So they're talking about, and they're in the moment. Remember, like, Darcy's saying she had veneers, and Stacey, I think this is for one of her first times getting veneers. Maybe that's what it is. And
Darcy's had it. Stacey has not.
Right. And Darcy says, and they were talking about, she's like, I got veneers a little bit ago. And she's like, yeah, I remember you got them. They weren't good. They were very Dracula. Like, I could see your incisors and your fangs.
No, they were just, you know. Stacey said.
Very Dracula-y.
Dracula-y. Didn't you? No, they weren't. And then Stacey said, didn't you like get a Groupon for that? No, Stacey, I did not get a coupon for my teeth. I didn't do that. I did get a group. Just at the front, that's all I could afford.
That was a different time because they can afford it
and
now.
Then she's just sitting there looking at the camera going.
Y'all, she read her sister
nodding her head
on television.
We still have to post that on social media.
Oh, I need to.
Nodding as Darcy.
So Stacy's very nervous about, there was one thing Darcy says, I just really have the best smile because, I really never had the smile that I thought I deserved and I wanted. What does that tell you? That she has some ideal for herself, you guys, that she'll never attain.
Because they were nerdy girls. I actually, You can watch this show, I think, in two ways, this episode. Y'all, they talk a lot about plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. They talk a lot about their bodies. They talk about a lot about what they want to change. If you're just looking at it from the surface level, you think these are vapid women who they're shallow and that nothing is skin deep, yeah. Or more than skin deep. But if you actually watch this and say, what is this
telling us?
For?
Yeah.
And honestly, some of their conversations were kind of the most kind of human, like compelling,
especially later,
in a weird way, sweet Darcy and Stacey moments I think we've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree. So y'all,
color me surprised.
They're at the clinic in Turkey, and they're walking through.
What's happening
again? They look like complete and utter cartoons. They just stumbling around in there. Have way too many clothes on. They got way too many accessories. Too many hats. Too many belts.
Yes. And way too many accessories. So, y'all, they have to get
their teeth filed off.
And
I couldn't watch this. I had to fast forward.
I could not.
I could never handle the sound. I talked about having veneers, mostly because I grind my teeth and I'm worried I'm going to have nubs later on. As much as I have my mouth guard, I can tell my teeth are shorter than they used to be.
Do you feel like, well, you would just have to want to go to the sleep dentist where they knock you out.
I would have to. I could not hear it. I could not hear the sound of my teeth being ground down. No.
And they showed it.
I had to fast forward.
They showed, and again, y'all, I don't know a lot of people that would put themselves like this on television.
No.
Y'all, because Darcy, they nub her down. Darcy kind of looks like if Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
The tongue was just flicking around.
Yeah, if Gollum fucked a Cabbage Patch doll, it would look like Darcy. Just kind of like wide cheeks, and she had these nub teeth, and she was
just talking
like,
it
sounded like Bojangles. Okay, hey, everybody.
No, Granny, no.
Hey, get some veneers. I had some veneers once, and then I was doing one of them scenes where a bunch of old guys just put their dicks in my mouth. Ooh. One by one by one, knock my tooth out. Because I'm pung, Granny.
Oh, God. Still the worst thing is the teeth sucking at the end. So they're saying, like,
new Darcy, new Stacey, new Darcy, new Stacey.
She even calls Florian, and there's blood in her mouth.
Florian.
I kind of expected Florian to have a bigger reaction. He was just kind of like...
He was low. His blood... He needed to get a transfusion.
He needed to get a transfusion.
So they are... They're talking... That's when they're talking about boobs. And they're still lit, y'all, from this anesthesia.
They are. They're actually... They get home and what does Stacey say? Stacey's like, oh...
I want my boobs round and high. Round and high.
It's like I have a lockjaw.
Not that it's grandma boobs.
I have a lockjaw. I can barely move my mouth. You know what? We're going to talk about this right when we get back from the break.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay, all of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
So they're home, y'all. They're sitting on this couch. Again,
I don't want grandma boobs.
Okay, so they have this conversation. Where are my notes?
Conversation is so indicative about who they are. They want
Stacey
to be
said,
young.
I feel like I'm a ventriloquist.
I feel like I'm a ventriloquist dummy.
But yeah, sorry, go ahead, Poodle.
They don't understand the concept of either aging into something that's not them now. Their idea is becoming the perfect version of themselves as they get older physically.
Yes, whereas...
Which we all know, you guys... Yes, maybe that is it for you. And some people go the body mod route. But there has to be a point where the inside changes as well.
Well,
and they're hoping that the outside will change.
They want to do an outside in approach.
Yeah.
Because honestly,
where
is Darcy from Darcy we knew 4 years ago?
I know. And
I don't think she's changed.
Both of us are to the advocate of saying, If it makes you feel better about yourself, do it.
Oh, I'm getting a 50 facelift for sure.
However, don't you need to do? You can't just do the outside work. Doesn't happen.
No,
I don't.
Even have to do the outside work. You have to do the inside work.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do that. Because
I don't think these two are ever going to do that.
You know, it's not. Ironically, this is like way inside. Sorry, home health minute, y'all. But I see this with my dad, and my dad's doing better, y'all.
Is he going to get boobs?
Yep. He got COVID, but he's going to be fine now.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at your father getting COVID. I'm laughing because he's Job.
Yeah, he's okay. He's past COVID, but like now we have to wait till the test is negative so he can start chemo again. It's like such a fucking ordeal. But what I was going to say, and I've told Poodle this, my father is someone who never worked on he kind of almost like Ethan Plath. He would get upset and he'd go out and do the job and he'd work on something.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk about emotions. He doesn't process emotions really. He does, and I'm not saying my way is the better way. He does things a little in his own way, but his way is he grew up poor and you fight through it. You have strong willed, you pull yourself through it and you just keep going. You keep going, you keep going. And I think a lot of people do that. And Darcy and Stacey do. They change their outsides, but they just keep going.
Yeah.
But y'all, what happens, and I'm telling you, your childhood trauma and your adolescent trauma catches up to you.
It doesn't leave you unless you actively sit in it.
And I've seen it almost at points, almost my father be so stubborn because he's so locked in trauma, traumatic ways, it almost kills him.
Yep.
So you're right. Like, you have to work on those young things.
Yeah.
So they got dark.
So it did.
Someone's just crying in their Tercel right now.
Yeah, exactly. In their Camry.
Yeah.
Just had to pull over to the side of the road.
Do they even make a Toyota Tercel anymore?
It's done.
Well, so a Geo Prism.
We also find out that Florian shaved her and Stacey's entire body.
So yeah, let's talk about it. So they talk about the boobs. Stacey's
don't
like,
want grandma boobs. No teardrops.
A teardrop. I want round. Yeah, I want a round behind. Don't want grandma.
They want young
Like, did you see how Darcy said, yeah, I went around, otherwise it covers your belly button. And Stacy kind of looked at her like, mine don't. And Darcy's like, yeah, me neither.
I don't know what I'm saying. But doesn't it feel like their goal for their 50s is to look like they have these artificial 17-year-old boobs?
Yeah, I think they want to look like Amanda Lepore.
Exactly.
And y'all, that's a really deep gay
it's
reference.
It's a very gay. I think she's trans. I think she would.
Oh, she is.
She's officially called herself trans.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that.
She would call herself trans.
And so I didn't even know that they were born male. I thought that Amanda was born female.
I don't think so.
Doesn't matter either way. No matter what, they are an icon in like gay New York nightlife.
Yeah, but talk about body modification.
Y'all, if your gay friend in New York hung out anytime with Amanda Lepore.
You heard about it.
You heard about it, and he's done coke. And probably harder drugs. He ended
ain't
up.
Nothing wrong with a little cocaine. Don't do it past 30, y'all.
Okay, yeah, that's not the views of reality, guys. So, but that's where Stacy's talking. They kind of like, you never hear Darcy and Stacy talk about just getting older.
No, because this is the way to prevent it.
And Stacy, that's when Stacy says, like, Florian has to, what does she say? Put the brass on, or what does she say? Or put my bras on me. And yeah. Darcy went, what? She's like, yeah, he's got to put my bras on me because my boobs are so big. He has to snap into the back. And then
he shaved my boofy.
Your what? Boofy.
My boofy.
Boofy, that sounds like a...
She's like, is it hairy?
Sounds like a hairy. She sounds
like,
hairy.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, it sounds like... Bluey, huh?
But so,
you see
what... And Darcy went, that's actually sweet.
But that's actually the beautiful thing as you see is that, y'all, we all want someone who will shave our boofy.
I want someone who'll shave my boofy.
We want someone who will do that for us.
That's true.
You want someone that as you get older, we'll do that shit with you. And I went, wait a minute. Is that why we never talk? But I wonder if that's why they both want younger men so much, because they want someone to take care of them.
Yep. And Darcy's like, wish Georgie would do that. And then she's like, I still love him. Then we hear what she thinks.
She's like,
they're still on that Annie, y'all, that anesthesia.
And she did say, geez, Georgie, he doesn't do it. He gave me some dinky massages and combed my hair out. And I was kind of like, well, that is shitty because he is a massage therapist. However,
that's a job.
Everyone that I know that is married to a massage therapist.
You shouldn't expect massages.
Says that their massage therapist spouse gives the worst massage.
Yeah.
It's like people married to a nurse say that their husband or wife that's
the worst
a nurse
patients.
Give them the worst care. They're like, just suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's in good company on that one.
There's a little bit with...
Well, you love him, you love him.
With Stacy and Florian, or Stacy's telling Darcy, she does say, your relationship's still very negative.
Oh, yeah. By the way, y'all, they're saying this whole conversation...
With, like, lips that really don't work
Stacy
that well.
Stacy really can't even talk at all.
Really work like, my boofy.
And we went, what?
My boofy.
My boofy. And then they do the whole Music Man Shapoopy dance. Talk about the most useless character in a musical ever, Marcellus. Give it up for a dancer who needs one song.
I mean, y'all, I think there are three times that I've never seen you laugh so hard in my life.
Family Guy, that's Shapoopy.
Family Guy did Shapoopy.
And you did the entire Susan Stroman sequence.
You laughed for like 40 minutes straight.
I did that. And then when you fell and broke the floor.
That made you laugh as well.
Yeah.
Know?
Mostly because it made you seem like really fat because you broke the floor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That helped.
Yeah.
Oh. And so they're Stacy and Florian are talking, and he's like, your teeth are perfect. And they're getting their lab results back tomorrow. And Stacy says, when I heard about the cyst, all I could think of was my brother because he died of cancer.
Yeah, he had a very rare type of cancer. And it's weird because she's talking to Florian and she's, you know, saying,
he's not hearing her.
I can't talk loud because I don't want Darcy to hear.
Right.
So it's just, she's having to lie to her sister about
Stacy
it.
Stacy does have to handle her sister with kid gloves more than Darcy handles her.
It is ironic that Darcy's the older sister, yeah, but Stacy, you always think of Stacy as the older one.
Yeah. No, it's true. Y'all, now we get to the most produced scene.
Oh, I forgot about this.
Of the episode.
Y'all, Georgie's cooking, and he's like, since she left, I miss her.
The whole apartment smells like human growth hormone at this point.
He is.
And chicken breasts.
He is so attracted to me, though. I don't know what it is.
I feel like his breath smells really badly. Like,
I can see
it's just kind of foul and always sour.
I get that.
I
want you to think about his dick.
I'd give him a certs. And Papa certs, Georgie.
I don't even think they make certs anymore.
They don't. I'd give him a Vila Mint. One of those chocolate ones. Throw him a Vila Mint, just pop it in his mouth. We don't have to think about that.
An Andes.
Have a Vila Mint, Georgie. Yo, if you still got Vila Mints around your house,
we're old.
Come at me.
We're old. We're old.
Vila Mints.
Vila Mints.
What the fuck? Anyway.
Well, I want to say something where, you know, Florian's like, you don't need, no. Stacy says, I appreciate Florian's positivity, but I need to be heard.
Which is fair.
I feel alone, and I need Darcy's support.
Yeah. So she's going to tell her next episode.
So yeah, so Georgie's cooking with his breath.
So basically all you need to know, guys, is she's like,
oh, George, you're the one that did Jesse.
I do Jesse, and Jesse kind of rounds his words.
You started that with Florian.
I did a little bit of Florian. Georgie, it's good to see you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good to see you now and connect.
It's good to see you. Y'all, Jesse doesn't give a shit about Georgie. He's just happy to be on television.
He is.
And to hawk some type of thing on his Instagram.
And Georgie says, I hear so many times about Jesse.
And Jesse's like,
did she contact your ex-girlfriend?
Yes, actually, she did.
And Georgie says, what is the result?
I had to give her my phone.
And then we find out that Jesse said,
Georgie.
I was questioned every day. I had to give her my phone. And Georgie says, Darcy does this to me. She makes me give her my phone multiple times.
Now,
but then Georgie has this is why I think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Because Georgie says, and I realized that's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
I realize
her trust issues
is
aren't just me.
Her trust issues are not about me.
It's all her.
They are deep seated, and it helps me understand her more. And I went, you really love her.
I know. That was when I,
to
y'all,
hear
I
that.
Did a complete 360 on Georgie.
I laughed like a smoker right then.
Y'all, if you're.
If you're a Lalu fan.
If you know the way we've talked about people talking about doing a 360.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's usually Lalu people who say done a 360.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're not smart people,
y'all.
They're
not smart people.
But anyway, Jesse says, I will tell you also that she was dating me while she was seeing Tom, and we compared messages. Now, I will say, both Jesse and Tom are pieces of shit.
So they are
both unreliable narrators here.
And then I love Georgie just says, yeah, he's full of bullshit.
He's not a cheater.
She's like, one thing I know about cheater. And I will say, at first I went, wait, does this add up? But y'all remember, she said Jesse was treating her, because Georgie brings up, Jesse was telling me, he said, I know how bad the relationship is. I know how bad he was to her.
Right.
Darcy said she was talking to Tom as a friend.
Yeah, as a friend.
And maybe it was more, but I don't think Maybe there was Jesse, some emotional cheating because she couldn't talk to Jesse, but Jesse's
a sociopath.
Yes.
We all know. Yeah. We all, there's no one who's team Jesse in this world.
If you're watching this going, Carl, I think Jesse got screwed over, Carl.
Wow.
Shooter, go get that picture of Jesse I burned. Go get that picture, Shooter. Go get it. I'm going to mail it to my guys.
I want to do his new supplement he's talking.
Does he have a supplement?
I'm sure he does. Come on.
He does have an ass that I would toss for hours.
He has a nice body.
But that's about it.
He's one of the most terrible people on all the whole 90 day.
And then
it's
Jesse.
It's like him, Big Pred.
Big Pred.
I don't know. There's.
It's like, and then Jesse says, Georgie doesn't ask. He says, at the end of the day, she has personal issues and you need to realize you just don't work.
Yeah.
And Georgie's like, yeah, I don't need that advice.
I'm good. See ya, Jesse.
He says, this is normal. I don't need it. I wanted this conversation so I could be more understanding to her.
Yep.
And Jesse's, I'm only here to see if you need anything to help with.
Georgie,
put me on TV.
I need your help.
And Georgie said, I realized he just wanted to hurt Darcy more than help her with this.
Amen.
I think, Darcy, don't fuck this up.
I think she's going to pretend to flip out that he's talked to Jesse.
I only hope that she's...
Because she already knows.
I hope she says, I can't blame him. I talked to Octavia.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
That's the show.
That's the show, y'all. Thank y'all. Hey, again, if you are listening... the live show goes on. We're going to announce our live show tour, mini tour next
toilet,
week.
A toilet
next week. Y'all, we're going to announce it, and the tickets are going to go up quicker than you think. Remember, we're just telling you, we're not famous enough or even popular enough to have big venues yet. So that's why we're selling out. So our pre-sales really sell out a lot of our tickets. So if you are really jonesing to go to these shows, y'all, I would highly suggest getting on the Patreon.
It would behoove you to be a Patreon or Supercast member.
Because they're going to have access to the presale several days before. So that's just the way it works. So anyway, y'all, follow us on Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. Go to realitygazepodcast.com for more information about that. Follow us on the Twitter. Y'all, remember, if you want to travel all the way across the world, you want to get your face done, you want to get your boobs done, you can do all those things. Poodle, there's just one thing you need to do to get it. And what's that, Poodle?
Manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.